Hello and thank you for joining me today. I'm Mindy McNeil and I am joined in studio by Taylor Washington. She is with Hunger Free Colorado. And if that name sounds just a little bit familiar, it was the charity that was the benefactor from the Charity Chili Cook-Off. I hope I'm saying that right, Carolyn Joy, if you're listening. From Joy Wine and Spirits Chili Cook-Off recently, this past October. And so wanted to have them in. And thank you so much, Taylor, for coming in to join me today.
Yeah, thank you, Mindy. It's great to be here.
Yeah, I just thought this is, you know, because Carolyn always does a great job. And you were at that Charity Chili Cook-Off. And, you know, I mean, the place was packed.
It was,
Tons of, you know, we were talking about it just a few minutes ago. I mean, they gave small samples. But I'm telling you, like you said, there was 50 vendors. You get an ounce and you're just like, I'm full. Couldn't even finish everything.
It was. Yeah, it was delicious and so full of fun and family. It was a great event.
And we've had Halloween already. So now we're rolling into Thanksgiving and Christmas. So you know how the holidays just seem to roll. Everything just flies down the road.
They do. Yeah.
And I, you know, I was doing some looking on your website and I was like, wow, this is good. I really wanted to talk about this specifically because Thanksgiving's coming and then, you know, Christmas. And we find ourselves, I feel like in Colorado, it's just crazy right now because I just feel like there's just so many homeless people, so many people displaced. And for them, it's like, well, where do I get my next meal? What do I do? And so for Carolyn to have this organization to benefit, I thought this was great. But I'd like to hear a little bit from you guys because she did give me, you know, when we talked about the Chili Cook-Off a few weeks ago, she did an interview with us. And, you know, she discussed some of Hunger Free Colorado, but kind of like to get it straight from the horse's mouth, so
sure.
to speak.
Yeah.
And if you could just, you know, give our listeners just a little bit of, you know, information about what the organization is about and what you all do and so forth.
Happy to. Yeah. So we're a statewide nonprofit organization that connects people to food resources and fuel change in systems, policies, and social views so no Coloradan goes hungry. We were formed in 2009, and we work through a few different programs to address folks who are hungry in our state. So that's a broad view of what we do. So we're connecting people to food resources like food pantries, meal sites, and nutrition programs that helps families purchase groceries. You mentioned this time of year, especially as the holidays come up, families are making difficult choices between things like heat with the cold weather coming and food or childcare during some of the vacations, school vacations, if they're working full time, and groceries. And so a lot of our holidays and just us as people, we gather around food. And so those holidays generally include a really big meal portion of the celebration. And so we're looking to support families who may have to make some of those hard choices to make it a little easier to support them in getting some groceries at no cost or applying for the food stamp program if they're eligible to enroll and be able to purchase more groceries and have more sustainable and consistent food in the house.
Now, I read somewhere on your website it was talking about community sites.
So we do support the Summer Meals program, which have sites in community-based organizations. And so for folks who may not be familiar, the Summer Food Service program works to fill the gap for youth who utilize the free and reduced lunch program during the school year. So youth get about half of their calories from school if they're using that program, breakfast and lunch. So that's about 10 meals a week out of, you know, if you're thinking three meals a day, 7 days a week. That's about 21 meals. And so during the summer, we see childhood hunger spike significantly. And so the Summer Food Service Program works to fill that gap. Community-based organizations, churches, rec centers, libraries, just summer programs can serve a breakfast and a lunch and a snack 7 days a week to youth, anyone 18 and under. A lot of the sites are open and youth can come get a meal. We are working to promote that program because only about 18% of youth who utilize the free and reduced lunch program are accessing the summer meals program. So we're really concerned about that other almost a little over 80% and where they're getting consistent food throughout the summer. That can be a financial weight for families if they're now, so you know, looking to buy groceries especially for growing kids, it can be really costly. And with the rising cost of living in Colorado, we just see that become more and more challenging for families. So that's one way that we support youth specifically.
Now, is there something that they would need to do to qualify, or do they just have to come in and say, I'm hungry, or does their parent or guardian have to say make a mention, or how does that work for the children?
Yeah, so if there's an open site, anyone can come. There's no income requirements. There's no information taken. You just have to be 18 years or younger. So those sites are determined by the free and reduced lunch percentage of the districts that site is in. So depending on the district boundaries of a school, those sites can be open to anyone in the community. It's not even just for kids who are hungry. It's really, we encourage it to be as fun and sort of friendly space as possible. So a lot of times there's really fun activities, and it works to support the summer slide to make sure that students are still engaging and academically involved throughout the summer. So it can be a really fun space for anyone, and we encourage people to go and use the resource as needed and with friends to make it as welcoming of a place as possible.
Now, you said the summer slide. What is that?
Yeah, summer slide is the term that's used for the drop in academic achievement throughout the summer. So some families throughout the summer are able to continue sort of academic enrichment programs, go to museums or read to their kids every day, or have books in the house even to make sure that kids are still doing this academic work. When I was a kid, I had a math workbook that I had to do every day. Some households, we see lower income households, when they come back to school, their achievement has slid a little bit, whereas higher income households don't have that same summer slide. So we're using the summer meal sites as a way to engage, to develop social and emotional skills, and also to be combating that summer slide for academics.
Okay. Now, I know we've been talking about children, but I'm an adult, you're an adult, and so we're over 18. And what if it's just me, or what if it's just me and my husband, you know, or, you know, me and I'm a single parent? I mean, how does this work if I'm an adult and I'm finding myself, I need food or I need help? Is there something that I would need to qualify
as well? Our best resource for really anyone is the Food Resource Hotline. Hunger Free Colorado hosts food pantry map and a food resource map, actually. The number for that is 855-855-4626. And so our navigators, who are the folks who work our food resource hotline, are trained to scan for eligibility for the food stamp program and actually sign folks up over the phone. So we do the application with someone on the phone and support that whole process. So the SNAP application can be long and confusing and pretty specific. And so to have someone to help you navigate that process would have been very helpful for me when I was applying for food stamps the first time. And so it's a great resource for people who are struggling to buy groceries, who might not have the income to be both paying rent and buying food. Mm-hmm. And then in addition, if someone isn't eligible for SNAP, but still we see a cliff effect. So people who aren't eligible but still are really pinching pennies and maybe buying a lot of, you know, high calorie, low nutrient food. Mm. We have a pantry map of over 1,100 resources statewide. So folks can be directed to the closest meal site or pantry that might be appropriate for them, depending on the size of their family, if they have dietary restrictions, all sorts of information we have about each of these pantries, and to let people know what would be the best option and to give them the referral for that location.
And I like that you mentioned statewide, because I think, you know, some people think, oh, this is probably just containing to the Denver metro area. So how is this going to help me? But mm-hmm. you've got sources all across Colorado.
Yeah, we see rural communities impacted by hunger at equal or even greater rates than our urban areas. A lot of barriers we see there are transportation when grocery stores are really far away. So I grew up in rural upstate New York, and mm-hmm. It was just sort of natural to me that a grocery store was 25 minutes away on a highway. But, you know, that wasn't always – that's not considered food secure is the term we use. In rural communities, transportation can be a big barrier for people to be able to access food, and then just the rising cost of living, including for housing, childcare, those sorts of things in rural communities are making it harder for families to have money for groceries.
Wow. Now, it's just crazy because I was at King Soopers, and I see that, you know, for more of the elderly people, there was like in a little accessoride, and they're, you know, mm-hmm. taking them places and stuff. So, yeah, just the transportation. You mentioned a term that I had not heard of before, mm-hmm. food security. What is that?
So food security is the term that we use to define if folks are able to access healthy, nutritious food is okay. the overall umbrella. So you may have heard the term food deserts. The USDA qualifies something as a food desert in an urban area if there's not a grocery store within a mile, or in a rural area within 10 miles.
So that's kind of interesting. Why 10 miles for rural, and just, what did you say, 1 mile for a metro mm-hmm. area?
Yeah, so metro areas, the idea is that there would be public transportation that folks mm-hmm. use, which can still be really cumbersome, especially if you have kids, thinking mm. about piling 3 kids and bags full of groceries onto a RTD could be a challenge. And then in urban areas, that same infrastructure doesn't often exist.
Okay.
And so the idea is that people are more likely to have their own vehicles and to drive.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, when I was looking at the website, that you all were talking about types of changes, you know, you're looking to make some changes in the systems.
Mm-hmm.
And what types of changes and what systems are you all referring to?
Yeah. So when we talk about food systems, we mean the different aspects of how our food gets to our plate. So everything from the path of food travels from seed to fork, essentially. So we want healthy food to be affordable, but we also want our farmers to earn a living wage. And so that's why we support programs like Double Up Food Bucks, which supports SNAP users, food stamp program, to be able to double their their amount for Colorado-grown produce, and also gives money back to our farmers. So we see it on both sides, that farmers are not earning what they need to be and are struggling as well in our state, but then also our food consumers, so our producers and our consumers, are both struggling to access that food properly. And so that has a lot to do with different systems. So for another example, we have worked in the past to make the food stamp application more concise.
Okay.
It's currently 8 pages.
Oh.
It used to be 26.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay.
It's a very long process. I think there's a narrative that food stamps are easy to access and that it's a lot of money for groceries. It's an 8-page long application. You have to recertify every 6 months or every year if you're an older adult. It requires a lot of verification, income mm-hmm. verification, assets verification, all sorts of details. So we've worked to make that more accessible, understanding that it still has a lot of barriers for families sometimes to access the food stamp application. So those are the sort of systems we're talking about: production, consumption, access, those sorts of things.
I do think, Taylor, just this time of year, it's just great because I think a lot of people feel lost, especially during the holidays. It can be a lonely time. And let's say if you don't have a lot of, you know, maybe family or friends around you, and then you don't even have a meal. Mm-hmm. So I think with the holidays, this is a great thing coming up right now, or just in general.
Yeah, so we know this can be an especially stressful time for individuals and families who have to make difficult choices between food and rent and heat or childcare, those sorts of things. So if you're looking for assistance in applying for food stamps or could use a recommendation on where to pick up some no-cost groceries for your holiday meals, please give Hunger Free Colorado a call at our food resource hotline. Again, that number is 855-855-855. 855-4626. And if this conversation has inspired you to take action, or you want to learn more, or volunteer, or donate, check out our website at hungerfreecolorado.org, and all of our programs and information is there. There's statistics about hunger across the state, in each of your counties, and ways you can get involved.
Great. Thank you so much, Taylor. I really appreciate this. And once again, 855-855-4626. Okay, 855-855-4626. And hungerfreecolorado.org. Okay, I'll take it straight from you. Don't take it from me. Take it from Taylor. She's the expert. She knows. But the main thing is if you need help, please contact the phone number, contact the website, or like she said, if you'd like to donate, you'd like to volunteer, anything, just give them a call once again. And thank you so much, Taylor, with Hunger Free Colorado.
Thank you so much. It was great to speak with you today.